Visiting Teaching Message. Nurture through compassionate service. Teach these scriptures and quotations, or, if needed, another principle that will bless the sisters you visit. Bear testimony of the doctrine. Invite those you visit to share what they have felt and learned. How can I develop and increase in compassion? Moroni chapter 7, verse 48. Pray unto the Father with all the energy of heart, that ye may be filled with this love, which he hath bestowed upon all who are true followers of his Son, Jesus Christ. President Dieter F. Uchtdorf, Second Counselor in the First Presidency. Disciples of Christ throughout all ages of the world have been distinguished by their compassion. In the end, the number of prayers we say may contribute to our happiness, but the number of prayers we answer may be of even greater importance. Let us open our eyes and see the heavy hearts. Notice the loneliness and despair. Let us feel the silent prayers of others around us. And let us be an instrument in the hands of the Lord to answer those prayers. Happiness, Your Heritage, Liahona and Ensign, November 2008, pages 119-120. Barbara Thompson, Second Counselor in the Relief Society General Presidency. We need to rescue all that is finest down deep inside of us, so that as daughters of God, we can do our part to build the kingdom of God. We will have help to do this. As Joseph declared, if you live up to your privileges, the angels cannot be restrained from being your associates. Let us bear one another's burdens, mourn with those who mourn, comfort those who stand in need of comfort, and thus keep the covenants we have made. See Mosiah chapter 18, verses 8 through 10. Now let us rejoice, Liahona and Ensign, November 2008, page 116. How can I nurture through compassionate service? Doctrine and Covenants, section 81, verse 5. Succor the weak, lift up the hands which hang down, and strengthen the feeble knees. Elder Russell M. Nelson of the Quorum of the 12 Apostles. The Good Shepherd said, feed my lambs. John chapter 21, verse 15. So a woman feeds her loved ones, providing succor and sustenance just as the Savior would do. Her divine gift is to nurture, to help the young, to care for the poor, to lift the brokenhearted. The Lord said, my work and my glory is to bring to pass the immortality and eternal life of man. Moses chapter 1, verse 39. So his devoted daughter disciple may truly say, my work and my glory is to help my loved ones reach that heavenly goal. To help another human being reach one's celestial potential is part of the divine mission of woman. As mother, teacher, or nurturing saint, she molds living clay to the shape of her hopes. In partnership with God, her divine mission is to help spirits live and souls be lifted. This is the measure of her creation. It is ennobling, edifying, and exalting. Woman of Infinite Worth, Ensign, November 1989, page 22. Sylvia H. Allred, First Counselor in the Relief Society General Presidency. The Lord has blessed women with divine attributes of love, compassion, kindness, and charity. Through our monthly visits as visiting teachers, we have the power to bless each sister as we extend our arms of love and kindness and give the gifts of compassion and charity. It is my prayer that we will pledge an increased commitment to extend our arms of love and compassion to bless, help, and strengthen each other as we go about doing our visiting teaching with a willing and joyful heart. Feed My Sheep, Liahona and Ensign, November 2007, pages 113 and 115. End of the visiting teaching message. Nurture through compassionate service.